in Seattle.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. U.S. officials still trying to confirm if al-Qaeda's top bomb maker was killed. Officials already know Anwar al-Awlaki, the top al-Qaeda in Yemen, and his chief propagandist were killed in a suspected U.S. missile strike. They think Ibrahim al-Asiri was killed, too.
He was the person that was so thoughtful, if you will, so diabolical, if you will, in terms of designing these plots. The man who was also looking at how to insert bombs inside of people's bodies and have them go off.
ABC News Senior Justice Department correspondent Pierre Thomas. NATO reporting the capture in Afghanistan of Haji Malik Khan, the head man of the Haqqani terror outfit.
He oversaw all Haqqani network operations in Afghanistan, including a recent attack on the U.S. embassy in Kabul. He is the most senior Haqqani commander the U.S. has ever caught. So U.S. officials hope he can provide intelligence on where the Haqqani leaders are hiding and whether Pakistan's military has been directing them.
ABC's Nick Schifrin in Kabul. Campaigning in New Hampshire, Republican presidential contender Rick Perry is responding to critics of his state's policy of granting in-state college tuition to the children of illegal immigrants. He says it's a reflection of Texas's high population of undocumented immigrants.
There is not anybody standing on that stage that has been any stronger on securing our border, or from the standpoint of being strong on issues dealing with immigration in the state of Texas.
In Alabama, education officials report scores of immigrant families have removed their kids from public schools. A provision of the state's new immigration enforcement law requires schools to determine the immigration status of their students. Martin Navarro is in the U.S. illegally.
We're from Mexico. I'm not criminal. I don't do anything illegal. I'm just working.
No hard numbers, but significantly increased sales of bus tickets out of Alabama have been reported. You're listening to ABC News.
11:02 Saturday morning, October 1st, 53 degrees in Seattle, cloudy, showers likely this afternoon, mid-60s, and mostly cloudy tonight with showers, lows upper 40s. I'm Art Sanders, and now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. A woman staggers down the street bleeding, then she's picked up by a man and put in the back of his truck. Neighbor John Hurley shocked at what happened in his Auburn neighborhood Friday.
Since I've only lived here a couple months, it's pretty creepy.
Police later found it was the woman's husband who picked her up. They say he had cuts on his hands. When investigators arrived, the woman was still laying in the bed of the pickup parked in the couple's garage. Wife is getting treatment for several stab wounds in her back. The husband's also in the hospital and will be booked into jail. The Amanda Knox appeals trial in Italy is nearing its dramatic conclusion with the latest. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
It really is crunch time. Kurt Knox, the father of Amanda, says he believes the truth came out during the appeal trial, and he's hopeful about the outcome.
I don't get to make the choice, and the court does make the choice, and we have to just wait for their verdict, and you know, we're very hopeful of that.
But others, like Francesco Maresca, the lawyer for the murder victim, Meredith Kircher, say the truth already came out in the first trial. If upheld, the prosecution wants to push Knox's 26-year sentence up to life. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
From Perugia to Seattle, we'll have extensive team coverage of the Amanda Knox verdict when it comes down on Monday morning. State Patrol is investigating a crash in Clallam County involving a car and a woman walking in the road. Troopers say late last night a car hit the victim on eastbound Highway 101 at Blinn Road. That woman was airlifted to Harborview Medical Center. Investigators say alcohol played a role in that wreck. And it's on that big freeway closure in Bellevue. The complete shutdown of northbound 405 will last until Monday morning.
We all heard the comments. It seems like 405 is being remodeled constantly. But after this weekend, come Monday, they're going to realize the benefits.
Now, before landing a state delegation on a European trade mission in June, Governor Chris Gregoire downplayed the price of the journey by saying it would cost less than $40,000. It actually cost nearly $100,000. Gregoire says the small investment will pay off in the long term. The manager of a Spokane-based repair firm says Gregoire's presence helped broker high-level networking that he wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. He expects the groundwork laid at the Paris Air Show to double the company's international business in the next 2 years. It's 53 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we'll continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
It's 11:04. Let's check on traffic. Judith?
Well, we got a problem in the Lakewood area. I'm looking at it now in the cameras. Westbound State Route 512, as you approach I-5, we've got definitely an accident. Fire and aid on the scene. I see them in the right lane. Traffic, of course, is slowing at the scene. It also looks like we got a couple of cars that spun off onto the road on either side of that ramp. We may well have an accident in the Seattle area, northbound 5, just south of 599, but off on the right side, judging by the way things are slowing there a little bit. And southbound 5 to Columbian Way, there's some object blocking the ramp. I think it's an oversized barrel or something to that effect. Let's talk about quickly the construction closures. We've got a ton of them, but these are the two biggies. Northbound 405 from 520 to Northeast 8th in Bellevue, we are closed, just the northbound lanes. And then in Seattle, westbound, not eastbound, westbound on the West Seattle Bridge, closed too from I-5 to 99. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Theron Zahn with weather.
Increasing showers during the afternoon and our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s in most areas. Few spots in the South Sound might make it to the mid-60s, but definitely a soggy wrap-up of your Saturday. Showers linger overnight, then dry up for Sunday morning. We get a break for the first half of Sunday before showers increase again in the afternoon. Again, upper 50s and lower 60s, and very soggy into Monday and Tuesday with blustery winds as well. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks, Theron. It's 52 degrees and overcast in both Tacoma and in Seattle. If you're just joining us, welcome back to Inside Out. Uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Well, welcome back. And this is a subject that I think a lot of people are very interested in, and it has to do with the color trends. And what I want to share with you is color is a reflection of what's going on in society. I think it's a cultural barometer, if you will. And to reinforce my point, let me just clearly state that if you look at the 1920s, what did they do? They kind of blew up the design world from a fashion point of view as well as from an interior design point of view. That's how we came up with the Art Deco era. It certainly did away with the arts and crafts and those muddy colors that we saw in that era, as well as getting rid of the old Victorian era. So what comes along in an age of revolution is often something that embraces change and vibrant colors. And I think we just went through this in the certainly the last few years. And no matter what side of the political fence you're on as a designer, I love the fact that I am very neutral. I just read the color forecasting. And the color forecasting can be quite telling as far as what is going to happen economically, what's going to happen politically, because what I will share with you is that we went through a color change, if you will, that we came out of the Tuscan colors. Remember those Tuscan colors, those coffee house colors? Mm-hmm. And man, did we blow them up with electric blue and fuchsias and big bright colors, bold colors, hot colors. You could just feel the heat of them. And where are we now? Well, colors do tend to change about every 10 years. What I will also share with you is Pantone, who does a lot of the projection for colors, their projections come out about 7 years prior to we seeing them, when we see them. So what does this say? Well, they might have their finger on the pulse of what could happen economically, socially, politically. And what I can tell you is you can read a lot in the tea leaves of the colors. So where are we? I like this color palette. Designers are on blogs right now writing things like, I hate them, I love them. Here's what I'll share. Here's a few of the colors that will tell you a little bit about where we are socially, economically, by those who project colors. And these colors are going to be with us for about a decade. These are going to be real solid colors you're going to see. What does that mean? Car colors, that means paint colors, that means fashion colors, neutral colors. Upholstery is going to come out with these colors. Carpet comes out in these colors. You have no control over it because Madison Avenue says we predict and we're going to manufacture products in these colors. So pick one. because when you go to get a car, this is the way it's going to look, unless you want black, which, by the way, is one of the colors.
Oh, so it kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I think it is. So what are some of the colors? Let's get right into it, which is the color that I'm embracing and saying yes. It's called Dachshund. I love this. And it's an odd little color. I actually have two little wiener dogs, even though my wiener dogs are black and tan, and they're both adopted. And for whatever reason, I end up with wiener dogs all the time. The first wiener dog came from the old guy, my dad, who rescued it when he was in the 101st Airborne in World War II. And our whole family's had them ever since. I wasn't alive during World War II, by the way. I'm not.
I didn't think you were.
No. No, he was a young guy that jumped out of planes. But back then. And but the Dachshund color is an interesting color. I think of it as kind of a mushroom color. It's not gray. It's not brown. It's right there in the middle. It looks like wet mushrooms. And it's really a pretty color because it goes with other colors. Then Pantone Chanterelle is actually a soft kind of dove gray. It's a yellow gray. I think it's beautiful. It's a color that we saw a little bit of in the last go-round with colors. And then Pantone Coffee Black. Black, black, black. But if you look at it, it's kind of an espresso black. A little bit of brown undertone. And then Chartreuse. Now, here's the thing I want to say to you about Chartreuse. See that? That's they call it oil yellow or oasis. And Chartreuse looks wonderful with eggplant purple, tomato red. And then I love this color more than I can begin to describe it. And it's called Flamingo. And think of it as kind of a dusty cantaloupe. It's not bright, hot cantaloupe, but it's almost like, you know, it just has a little bit of smokiness to it. And I think it's a pretty color. It's a timeless color. There's a Chartreuse room that you can see. I'm showing this to Jennifer. And, you know, Chartreuse, pea green. Pea green. That's
pea green is Chartreuse?
Yes.
I always thought Chartreuse was more, I don't know, electrified green. Less pea and more frog.
It's more
no
it's more pea.
Oh.
Green, that is.
As pea green,
as in the vegetable. I don't want to get mail.
Exactly.
Now, on the brighter side, on the hotter side, garnet red. Red has gone from tomato to garnet. Pale gold, and I mean this is like harvest gold from the 1970s. Pantone, which they call it Turkish sea. It's almost electric blue, but it's really royal blue. And then we've got a wonderful, wonderful, it's not a teal, they call it blue moon, and it's actually a blue that to me looks like a topaz blue, like a London blue topaz. It's just a wonderful, wonderful color. So there you go. Those are some colors. Silver's in, gold is in, and you can mix them together. And when we come back, Cindy in Woodinville wants to know, an accent wall, which one? Which wall would you paint if you're going to paint an accent color, plus more color to make your house a home when we come back?
206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath has really revolutionized the way that you can purchase cabinets. And the reason is they finally just got medieval on the price. Yes, you can have the most stunning, gorgeous cabinets you can imagine. Open a magazine. You see those pictures of cabinets? That's not what you see when you walk through a box store. It's not what you see when you go into most showrooms. Those just look like boxes. These look like gorgeous pieces of furniture. Doesn't matter if it's contemporary. It doesn't matter if it's a small little tiny condo, or perhaps it's a luxury home and you want those big chunky moldings. Sound Kitchen and Bath delivers, and they deliver at the lowest prices. And they've never had a sale, but right now, if you purchase a lotto ticket that supports veterans for Hometown Heroes, it's a $10 lottery ticket through our Washington Department of Lotteries. What I can tell you is that you can save 10% on your cabinets. Present the lottery ticket and save 10% to all new customers with kitchen cabinets. Save another 10% on bathroom cabinets if you buy a second lottery ticket. Buy the lottery ticket to support our veterans. And if you want gorgeous cabinets on a budget, well, embrace both. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at daly'spaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at daly'spaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at daly'spaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's see how traffic is doing with Judith Larson.
Well, Jennifer, that accident I mentioned northbound 5 in the last report at State Route 599, no wonder it's backing up there. It's an injury accident. It's blocking the right lane. We now have fire and aid on the scene. In fact, we're stacked up all the way to 405 now. And then in Lakewood, we're still dealing with another accident. This one is an injury accident westbound 512. As you approach I-5, we still have fire and the aid on the scene. I still see them in the right lane. Traffic, of course, slowing at the scene. So we've got that. Plus, we're dealing with all kinds of construction closures. North 405 lanes between 520 and Northeast 8th are closed all weekend. And the westbound direction, I want to emphasize, not the eastbound, on the West Seattle Bridge between I-5 and 99 closed too. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judith. Well, look for showers today. And highs in the low 60s. Right now it's kind of overcast. We're getting a little rain across the Puget Sound area. 52 degrees in Tacoma, 53 in the capital, and 52 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. Today we've been talking about making a house a home and painting the accent wall. How do you know which one, Tammy?
No, it depends on the room and it depends on what you're trying to draw attention to. Let's go to Cindy in Woodinville. Hi, Cindy. You're trying to paint an accent wall. Do we lose?
Oh, I guess we lost her, but it looks like we had the same question. How do you know which one?
You know, here's the thing about the accent wall, and I want to answer Cindy's question because I think it's a really important one. And what I tell people with accent walls is you're accenting the positive. If there's a fireplace, 99% of the time, that should be an accent wall. And not only that, but, you know, take a good look at that fireplace mantle. Seriously, if it's a little flimsy thing and you accent the wall and then you've got a flimsy little fireplace, that's not going to work. What I will say to you, though, is the accent wall is something that you want to draw the eye to. Let me give you some design challenges that are pretty common in the Northwest. And with those design challenges, you want to make sure that you draw your eye away from those things that are somewhat unattractive and distracting. So let me give you a couple of examples. A lot of homes in the Northwest, you open the front door and boom, you're in the living room.
Right.
You don't have an entryway. And it's one of these things that if you don't have an entryway, you feel like you've walked into an apartment. It doesn't feel like a home. And so one way to really draw your eye into the room is to pick an accent wall. Now, if you don't have a view, that's another indication that a wall should be somewhere where there's a fireplace or where you perhaps even have your television set. For those of you who have those small rooms, many people now are embracing their television set. I know you and I were just talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that, like, specifically, you can download you can even put a CD in. I mean, a DVD in of artwork. Did you know this?
I only knew about the artwork from you, but I did know about the fireplace one. So you can put one in so it looks like you have a fire crackling.
Exactly. And I'm not going to say that it's not kind of ticky-tacky, because it is. But the point is that there's a place where people embrace the fact that we now have large screen televisions. And if you live in one of those 1950s war boxes and you want a flat screen TV, I'm going to tell you, think of that movie with Pee-wee Herman when he falls off the bike and he goes, I meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say to you is just embrace it. You have a small house. When you walk in, boom, you open the front door and there you are. You are in the living room. So at least do something to make it look like that wall is meant to be there. Paint it an accent wall. Draw attention to it. Make it look pretty. We now emotionally have embraced the fact that people have flat screen TVs. We were hiding them in armoires. We were doing all kinds of things. There's other things you can do to hide television sets. But what I will say to you is at the end of the day, if you have a television set and you live in a small place, let's make friends with it. Let's stop trying to make your house something it isn't. It's not your reality. It's not your reality. And, you know, this is one of the things that I tell girlfriends who are dating bad boyfriends. Your reality is you're dating a bad boyfriend. It's, you know, it's not the real deal. This is not going to be your dream come true. So if you live in a small place, let's embrace it. And that wall that has the television set, let's make that an accent wall. Let's pick a color. We now have, according to Pantone, new colors we can choose from. And you can just Google this up. You don't even have to take my word for it. We have, you know, Blue Moon, which is, as I described it, it's a London blue topaz. I think it's pretty. Garnet Red, which is, you know, a red that has just a little bit of a claret base, which means it's got a black-blue base to it. It's not a tomato red. The flamingo, which is kind of a dusty cantaloupe color. So that's, you know, there's some new updated ideas for accent walls. And I'm just going to tell all those people today that have flat screen TVs, embrace it. You know what I heard Jane Fonda say? And
what?
This cracked me up. Jane Fonda, Miss I Feel the Burn from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked her the question when she was on Oprah, what do you do about that little piece of fat that's right there, the love handle? She said, give it a name and make friends with it.
Okay. Why not?
I know. And I thought, I like where Jane Fonda has evolved to as a person. And I've evolved there too as a designer. If you have a dang big screen TV in your living room, let's embrace it and paint a pretty color on that wall. There you go.
Sounds good to me. Well, let me give you the numbers real quick so we can take your calls and answer more of your questions. 206-421-1000 or our toll-free number is 877-397-5666. That's 877-397-COMO.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
It's the final weekend of Bassett's anniversary sale. Save 25 to 35% off best-selling collections. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and entertainment. Come see the new fall bedroom and dining room collections and new fashion-forward fabrics. Plus, great new leather furniture has just arrived. Get 25 to 35% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course, see stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:24, Judith, how's traffic?
Well, we got a brand new problem. We have little snags in our commute. East 520 mid-span, sounds like we got a tow truck that was hauling a trailer. Now the tow truck is disabled and blocking there. Northbound 5, as you in the area near State Route 599, we still have an injury accident blocking the right lane. Traffic back up to 405. We got fire and aid on the scene. Also in Lakewood, an injury accident there. Westbound State Route 520. Approaching I-5, fire and aid on the scene there, right lane block, so not exactly a smooth ride. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds and showers during the afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s today, on through Sunday and Monday. We get a break for the first half of Sunday, but definitely soggy to wrap up the weekend, and very soggy Monday and Tuesday. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all upper 50s and lower 60s, and very soggy by the time we get to Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn with your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
52 degrees in Tacoma, 52 and a little drizzly in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and we're taking your calls, 206-421-1000 or 877-397-5666. That's 877-397-COMO. Today, we have tips on making your house a home and using accent walls.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and lots of things that make your house a home beyond just accent walls. One of the other things that I want to talk about is, you know, when it comes to putting a good coat of paint on your house, this is where I really want to talk about the quality of the paint that you put on, because I'm going to talk about all this different paint today, and then people are going to walk out to the box stores. And what I want to say to you is that there's a difference in a gallon of paint. And it doesn't even matter if you go into a boutique, mom and pop, real paint store, even Daly's, even Benmore, they have a contractor grade of paint. Everybody does. But when you pick up a gallon of paint that you could buy at a box store, and then you pick up a gallon of paint from a place like a Daly's, just you held them in each hand. What I'm going to share with you is it is what is in that gallon of paint that you are paying for. It's the levelers, it's the mildecide, it's the adhesives. And that's why you're going to paint the walls and not yourself. And we have a call that I want to take. I was going to talk a little bit about ceiling paints, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to take this call. Is this Mr. John Carlson?
Do I have this right? Jennifer Harriman and Tammy Michaels in the same studio at the same time.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I'm amazed the full-blown party hasn't broken out down there.
Who says it hasn't?
Can I share something? I actually had the privilege to be in the same room with John Carlson and Ken Schramm yesterday because I was hitting you guys up to please beg for people to buy these lottery tickets for Hometown Heroes, and all the proceeds go to veterans.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Schramm said to me, he goes, "Why are you in here talking to this guy?" And I said, "'Cause he's cute."
I know. And
that's for some thing.
For some reason, Schramm disagreed.
Well, you and Schramm, the one thing I did get you to agree on is to help me with the Hometown Heroes.
Yes. No, people can buy one of those raffle tickets at any, wherever you buy a lottery ticket. And it's a great cause, and it's a wonderful wonderful opportunity.
Yep, and all the proceeds go to veterans. So where is Mr. Carlson headed off to today?
Well, as you know, about once or twice a year, I do a public appearance. In fact, the last one I did was for you, in Issaquah.
For Toys for Tots.
I am heading out to Destination Harley-Davidson, which is right between Fife and Tacoma, off exit 136 as you're driving southbound from Federal Way into Tacoma.
Okay.
I'm going to be there from noon to 2. They have a big collectibles show, collectible cars, collectible motorcycles. You'd love their headquarters. It's very tastefully appointed in, you know, feng shui or Fu Manchu or whatever you call it, Tammy. But it's a wonderful place, great dealership, and I'm going to be there from noon to 2 saying hi to all the Como News Radio listeners who show up. And it would be great if you have a chance to head out there.
That would be fantastic, John. I'm sure everybody's going to head out, and those car shows are a lot of fun, those collectible shows.
Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll check weather and traffic and get headlines from ABC News coming up next here on Como News Radio.
He's the most important Haqqani terror outfit leader ever captured by the U.S. NATO reporting Haji Mali Khan in custody in Afghanistan. He's a senior leader of Haqqani, linked to al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and described as the most serious security threat in Afghanistan. The U.S. missile strike in Yemen that got al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki and his chief propagandist may also have gotten the group's top bomb maker, U.S. intelligence trying to determine if Ibrahim al-Assiri was killed in the strike. American Amanda Knox, imprisoned in Italy for the murder of her college roommate, will make a plea for freedom Monday during her appeals trial. Vanity Fair contributing editor Julie Bachrach has been covering the trial.
Her words will matter. It depends on how she phrases them. But the thing that will matter most, I suspect, for her future is the evidence, or rather the lack of evidence.
The judge in the trial determined DNA used to convict Knox was completely flawed. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time, 11:31, currently 53 degrees in Seattle. Art Sanders in the look of this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. We dodged a bullet last weekend when the weather forced the cancellation of a major freeway closure. Como's Ian Sterling reports we are not as lucky this time around.
All lanes of northbound 405 here in Bellevue won't reopen until early Monday morning, and the trouble may not end there. Here's Bellevue Mayor Don Davidson.
We don't want a big mess Monday morning, and I don't want my citizens to be in Kirkland when they really want to be on 520.
That's because a series of new on and off ramps will be unveiled. They're designed to drastically cut down on gridlock if drivers can figure out where to go.
You go to 8th, you'll end up at 405. If you miss that, you'll end up in Kirkland. You cannot get on 520 from 8th anymore.
So what do you do come Monday?
You come to 10th and you go directly onto 520.
In Bellevue, Ian Sterling, Como News Radio.
And fall Metro bus schedule starts today in King County, and there are major changes on the east side with a new rapid ride system replacing some routes, and with all the construction around the Alaskan Way Viaduct, more route changes.
We're taking about 10 routes that currently use 1st Avenue South, and we're moving them over to 4th Avenue South, kind of south of the stadium area there.
And as we just heard on ABC News, the Amanda Knox appeals trial is coming to a head on Monday. Amanda herself will make a final plea for freedom before she hears her verdict. ABC's 2020 co-anchor Elizabeth Vargas has been covering the trial, reports from Perugia, Italy.
Two very different portraits of Amanda Knox were painted in court yesterday, prosecutors calling her a ruthless killer. Defense lawyers arguing she's a gentle innocent, wrongly convicted of murder. Amanda Knox is spending this weekend in prison, putting the final touches on that crucial closing statement she'll deliver on Monday.
Police say they want to talk to the husband and stepson of a 69-year-old woman killed in Everett. Leslie Pedersen's body was found with her hands duct taped together and a bloody pillow wrapped around her head. Police have no motive or suspect, but they're looking for a black Jeep Patriot that's missing from the home. A controversial parenting book may be involved in the case of a Skagit County couple accused of letting their 13-year-old adopted daughter, Hannah, freeze to death naked in their own backyard.
Court documents show after Hannah's death, an unnamed woman told Child Protective Services that Carrie Williams had given her a copy of a book titled To Train Up a Child, which teaches discipline techniques such as putting kids outside in cold weather and skipping their meals. Thor Tolo, Como News Radio.
The Williams' eight other children are in state custody. Larry and Carrie Williams are each being held on $500,000 bail. And a Vancouver, Washington woman has won the second annual Foster Farms Fresh Chicken Cooking Contest. Rebecca Spence won with a recipe for crispy orange chicken with fennel, avocado, and orange salad. Her recipe was selected out of about 2,000 entries. She wins $10,000 and a year's supply of fresh chicken. Wow. Como News Time is 11:34 right now. It's 54 degrees in Seattle. We continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:34. How's traffic looking?
It's getting worse, Jennifer, I'm sorry to say. I had mentioned that eastbound 520, more or less at midspan on the bridge, there was this tow truck that was hauling a trailer. Then he got disabled and he's blocking. Now somebody evidently plowed into him, and now we have an accident, so that's not so great. In Tukwila, still dealing with an injury accident, North 5 as you approach State Route 599, and we're really backed up all the way to South Center. And in Pierce County, that injury accident still a problem, too, heading east on 512 as you approach Tacoma Way, right lane blocked, and we've got traffic piling up there as well. So these are the big problem spots. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Theron Zahn with their forecast.
Increasing showers during the afternoon and our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s in most areas. Few spots in the South Sound might make it to the mid-60s, but definitely a soggy wrap-up of your Saturday. Showers linger overnight, then dry up for Sunday morning. We get a break for the first half of Sunday before showers increase again in the afternoon. Again, upper 50s and lower 60s, and very soggy into Monday and Tuesday with blustery winds as well. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. 52 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Everett, and 53 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. The number to call to ask Tammy your questions, 206-421-1000, or you can call our toll-free number, which is 877-397-COMO, 877-397-5666.
Okay, so I'm inspiring everyone to get out some paint and to paint rooms so that they appear a little more homey. Because you know what? This is it, people. We have fall and we're going to head into winter. And just by adding a few interesting colors into your home, this is the way you can walk in the door and you can say, happy people live here. But whenever we start talking about painting rooms, we always talk about the struggle of doing it yourself. I want to give you a couple quick tips on painting the ceiling, because so many people, when they start painting the wall, they get so excited about the wall color that they paint the walls, and then they don't think about the ceiling color till after they're done. So they want to get that wall color. You're so excited to get that wall color up. They just open those paint cans and start putting up the wall color. And mm-hmm. So I want you to resist that temptation. I've given you some great ideas today on new colors that are in and hip and happening. But start with the ceiling color always. And with low ceilings, you want to make sure that you get a really nice neutral. I like colors like coconut white or linen white that have a little bit of a slight yellow, kind of just barely there yellow undertone, not a yellow wall, but just a little bit. Think of vanilla ice cream. If you think vanilla ice cream, then it's going to be something that's really easy on your walls. Now, here's a little tip on painting ceilings. I want everybody to get a really small brush and just a paper cup. You want flat paint, dead flat paint. And then one of the tips to this is you want to paint around the light fixtures and the difficult to reach corners. If you have built-in bookcases, if you have those kinds of things, this is really going to be your saving grace when it comes to a room. And you want to get those little things. You want to cut, they call it cutting in. And cutting in the edge too. Another way that you can do this is a good broad knife is a great way. Paint tape I like, but I like the frog tape on the walls. What I want to say is if you paint the ceiling first, just think in terms of gravity. Gravity takes the paint down. You're going to get paint splatters on the walls, but that's okay because if you've painted the ceiling first, it doesn't matter if you get paint really on the walls. I tell people don't deliberately paint the walls, you know, when you're painting the ceiling. You do want to try to cut in that edge because the fresh paint actually will make it a little bit more difficult to paint a good clean edge on your walls as you go around the room. Now, here's my next little tip. You want to paint the ceiling in the shape of a W, and you want to use a really good roller. You want to pay a little more money for this roller. You want to get a good nap on it. That's easy. This is something that if you buy it at a box store, you're just going to be able to tell. Little thicker nap, and you want to use dead flat paint. This is critically important when you're painting out a ceiling. And the W, if you're right-handed, what you want to do is you want to start so that you're going towards a window, like from the doorway. So you want to go with your strength, so you want to be heading to your right. And that way you don't get as tired. So get yourself so that you're facing, so whatever wherever your door is as you enter that room, and then you're headed towards the window in a big W pattern. And that way, if you do the W pattern and then you repeat it with a W pattern, that's going to help you. Final tip on painting a ceiling is all paint stores have this, and it looks almost like a big metal mesh that fits over the top of your paint bucket or your paint tray. Invest in one of these. It's about $5, and you're going to really be grateful that you got that because you roll that roller over that, and then when you go to paint that ceiling, what I can share with you is that your ceiling is, in fact, going to have a more flat color to it. You're not going to have as many brush lines. You're not going to see those roller marks, and you're going to be happy with your ceiling. Dead flat is also the secret. Shiny paint looks like your first apartment that they hosed off when you moved out. Really quickly, let's go to Steve in Edmonds. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Quick question about closets.
Yes, sir.
Running out of room.
Okay, how can I help you?
And my Marine Corps uniform, I want it. I want it wrapped in something where it doesn't get touched.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, and when we come back, I'm going to come up with some closet solutions, and I actually do have some recommendations, including saving something precious, like a Marine Corps uniform, which, Steve, I just became your biggest fan because I think you're a hero, and your wedding dress, things like that, which Jennifer Harriman is going to be getting a wedding dress of some sort. She just got engaged. So when we come back with more of Inside Out, I'm Tammy Michaels.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. Guttergloveusa.net.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
It's the final weekend of Bassett's anniversary sale. Save 25 to 35% off best-selling collections. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, home office, and entertainment. Come see the new fall bedroom and dining room collections and new fashion-forward fabrics. Plus, great new leather furniture has just arrived. Get 25 to 35% off right now at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional. Professional, safe, and on time, every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
11:44, let's check on traffic.
Well, Jennifer, I bring you a little bit of good news. They just cleared two blocking accidents, but the backup hasn't improved any. Eastbound 520 at the East High Rise, that collision is cleared off to the side. And North 5 at State Route 599 in the SeaTac area, we got a collision that's just been cleared off to the side as well. Still blocking in Pierce County, that injury accident. Eastbound 512 at Tacoma Way, right lane still blocked there. This report brought to you by Constant Contact. Want a steady flow of customers and traffic coming through your door? Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you reach more customers in more places. Visit ConstantContact.com. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson, the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Here's Darren Zahn with the forecast.
Hours during the afternoon, upper 50s to lower 60s today, on through Sunday and Monday. We get a break for the first half of Sunday, but definitely soggy to wrap up the weekend, and very soggy Monday and Tuesday. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all upper 50s and lower 60s, and very soggy by the time we get to Tuesday. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
52 degrees in Tacoma, 53 in Olympia, and 52 in Overcast in downtown Seattle at 11:46. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. And when we left off, we were talking to Steve in Edmonds about his closet situation.
Yes, we were. And okay, Steve in Edmonds. So talk to me about your house. When was your house built, sir?
It's an older home. It's 67.
Okay. So describe to me about the size of your main closet.
I put in a walk-in.
Okay, but it really has to do with the organization in it?
Yes, I think it does, ma'am.
Are you going to do it yourself, or are you going to hire someone?
I'd like to hire someone.
Okay, I have a couple of thoughts on this, and if you do this one recommendation, you have to call the person. I'm going to give you his name. And his name is Paul Valley, and he is with Organized Spaces. And he's a great guy. I really like him. I use him on a lot of my design projects. And I can just tell you that he does great work. The other thing that I like about him is that I think he has one of the best products at an affordable price. Another one, if you are going to do it yourself or you're going to hire a handyman, which is what I'm going to be doing, I'm having Mr. Handyman come in and just reconfigure my closets and put in some shelves and just move things around. It'll cost you a fraction of the price of hiring, you know, like an Organized Spaces. No offense to Mr. Paul Valley over at Organized Spaces, but Mr. Handyman is actually Monday, as a matter of fact. They're coming to my house and putting in all new shelves and new dowels and just moving and reconfiguring things in my closet, because as we get towards winter, I recognize I have a lot of, you know, heavier items that I'm moving the summer things out. And which didn't get much wear this year, by the way. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of new summer clothes that I never wore.
No kidding.
So
we got ripped off on summer.
We did. We got ripped off. Now on the uniform, I want to talk to you about this because for those people who have items that they really want to store, and you know what I will say to you is most like local dry cleaners really do offer a service that preserves it. And what they do is they are airtight packing it. And what I can share with you is those items have great meaning to your family, to the people who love you and appreciate your service. When did you serve?
1988 through 06.
Okay.
Long time.
That's a long time. And so I would preserve the Marine Corps uniform. And, you know, I would call around to where you live in Edmonds, in the Edmonds
yes, ma'am.
Area. And really, you see these signs at dry cleaners and you think to yourself, do they really work? They really do. I will share with you that a friend of mine got married and she wore her mother's wedding dress from the 1950s. And it was really special and wonderful, and the soft white tulle was still really beautifully and preserved, and the mom had preserved it actually around the 1970s. And so, you know, it had been protected in a closet in plastic, but you want to make sure that you really do get that. It'll be airtight, it'll have moth proofing in it, and it'll be preserved. And I would do it.
It goes up at a dry cleaner place.
I would call around in your area. But they really do it, and it really is worth it. So that's my suggestion. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what makes a house a home. And I think that is relationships.
Oh, my.
When we come back with more of Inside Out.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA's system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
Let's go to Judith Larson and check on the traffic situation. Judith?
Well, as you head, I was just noticing, Jennifer, heading north on I-5 is really a struggle from now south of Albro all the way up to past Lake City Way. We're still very slow both directions, especially eastbound on the 520 bridge. Part of that is because we had that blocking accident there at the east high rise. And then we're not doing so well either in the, although it's improved, in the Tukwila area where they cleared an accident northbound 5 at State Route 599. And in Pierce County East, the injury accident eastbound 512 at Tacoma Way still blocking, but at least a tow is on the scene. This by Tulalip Resort Casino, where you can win a car of your choice up to $75,000 or walk away with cash worth $40,000. Details at TulalipCasino.com. Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks a lot, Judith. Let's go to Theron's On for a look at our weekend weather forecast. Let's just say changes on the way.
During the afternoon, and our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s in most areas. Few spots in the South Sound might make it to the mid-60s, but definitely a soggy wrap-up of your Saturday. Showers linger overnight, then dry up for Sunday morning. We get a break for the first half of Sunday before showers increase again in the afternoon. Again, upper 50s and lower 60s, and very soggy into Monday and Tuesday with blustery winds as well. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. It's overcast, 52 degrees in Tacoma, 52 in Everett, and 52 degrees in downtown Seattle as well. And thanks for joining us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. And no secrets today.
Yeah, there are no secrets, darling. So what? You just got engaged.
And you just admitted you shop at Value Village.
Good way to deflect. So
well, I'm so happy that you shop at that you thrift
I'm
shop.
I'm so happy you got engaged. So talk to us, girl. So you have something that a lot of people, I think, look at, which is that you just got engaged to Greg. Mm-hmm. And you have two lovely daughters. So mm-hmm. this is going to become a brand new family.
Well, it's going to make it official for sure. Although my oldest daughter did require a bride price.
What?
Well, he asked permission of each of my daughters individually. And my oldest daughter said, yeah, you can marry my mom, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $50. And something else too, I forget what, but yeah, it's just, you know, we've already been a family in every way that it
yeah.
counts, but it's definitely going to put a rubber stamp on it and a bow around it and make it official. So
I
yeah.
think it, I like the official part. You know, we have a blended family, and my husband Guy and I are about to celebrate 15 years, and I'm a big believer in love. I just am, and I am an eternal optimist. And you know, one of the things that is interesting is we're going to have to start talking about what you're going to do for the wedding. You and I have been chattering about it
yeah.
during the whole break, because you know, this will, I think it could be some interesting blogs. It could be some interesting topics. Maybe we see Jennifer going out and looking at where she's going to get married. You know, I mean, I don't know. Greg's probably going, no, we're not doing that.
Oh, he's all about it. Seriously?
Oh, okay.
He's that guy.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, we could have some fun with this. We could say Jennifer's getting married, and we could follow Jennifer on her path of figuring this out. I want people to think about it. Most first marriages don't work out. When I told my grandmother I was getting divorced, I thought she'd have a conniption fit. My grandmother said, most conservative woman I've ever known, said, marriages are like pancakes. Sometimes you have to throw the first one.
That's so true. That is so true.
I know. So, and I did find happily ever after on the second round. We're going on 15 years, but you know, we eloped, and I told you this at the break, because mm-hmm. there was just this day where I actually said out loud, we have to feed all these people. Now I love them.
Yeah.
I love them, but I just wanted to be with our kids mm-hmm. and a couple close friends. And that's what we did. But I also get the whole, you know, didn't really have the wedding and let's have one, and we have joy and happiness. And so mm-hmm. I think we should follow you. I think we should. I think there's a lot of people that are looking at the same decision and dilemma and the economics of it. Let's just open the book, Jennifer.
I think it's a reality show, and we'll call it Holy Crap, I'm Getting Married. Now what do I do?
I mean, can't you see it? We've got it on Twitter. We've got it on Facebook, and we've got your girls.
We've got cell phone videos.
We've got cell phone videos. We've got the dress. We've got the flowers. What are you going to do? You're going to have multitude. You're holding your stomach.
I'm hyperventilating.
I know. You guys are friends with every hip and happening band in town.
I think he's booked about 4 bands already and at least 2 photographers.
So there you go. I mean, we could actually have some fun with this, Jennifer.
I hope it's fun. It should be fun. You know, his family is all based here and my family is still in Texas. So trying to figure out, you know, how to pry my deeply rooted Texas relatives up here to share in my happiness. That's going to be, I just don't know. I don't know anything.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, it's the not knowing that's the fun of the journey. And, you know, what I can say to you is in 15 years of marriage, Guy and I have had some wonderful things happen. And, you know, so we've faced some big challenges together. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I always wake up and say is, you know what? At least we have each other. And that's the best part, is what comes out of that. And when you find true love, you know, I love that movie, Princess Bride. So I think we just yeah. have to follow Jennifer getting married. I think we should put it on Twitter. I think we should put it on comonews.com. I think we should, you know, I mean, what?
That issue only a press gets release.
1.1 million unique visitors, you know, 20 million unique visitors. I think it's actually 20 million unique visitors a month.
Well, I think we should have Greg in here to speak with you, because you always talk about, you know, you want your home to reflect happy people live here, and we are happy. And really, with all of the home things, the decorating and the design of it all, he really takes the lead on that, not me so much. So I think you two could have a great conversation, except, you know, I will be off limits. But I think you two would really
we're gonna extend an invitation, and I'll tell you what we're gonna do is let's you guys go talk about it. But I'm throwing this one out there. I think it'd be fun because we all know what, you know, like a Kardashian wedding looks like. But, you know, behind the microphone here, we have a beautiful blonde, Jennifer Harriman, who is my friend. And I just think we stalk you while you're getting married. Well, I actually didn't even ask you. I just started talking about it, going, I know what we're going to do. And I think we could have a lot of fun with this. And I think we should try.
Well, it's definitely going to be a rock and roll sort of a wedding because we're that kind of people. And we met at a benefit concert, you know, to draw attention and provide funds for music education in the state of Washington. That's a cause that's near and dear to us. So, you know, we'll see.
Lots of music, lots of joy.
You
ask, and I bet that we could come up with some very creative, innovative ways that you guys could tie the knot and just invite 20 million unique visitors.
And make what will I feed them?
And those people have to eat. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up today's broadcast. And what I always want to say is please make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, people you love in mind. I'd like to thank everybody for joining me. And please, today, you've got to go get gas in your car. You've got to hit a grocery store. Bye.